What if your childcare provider was a robot? A study in Japan sought to answer just that question. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network has more.
Researchers asked ChatGPT to take the licensing test required of Japanese childcare providers. Educational and work requirements in Japan to become a provider are very strict and actually kind of similar to Maryland's requirements.
I'm almost scared to ask, but how did ChatGPT do on the test?
Not good enough. The test required a 60% to pass, and both ChatGPT 3.5 and GPT 4 only scored about a 30% and a 48%, respectively.
Sorry, ChatGPT. No childcare licenses for you. Where did the program struggle the most?
Mostly around answers requiring empathy, specifically psychology, social welfare, and nutrition. It's a very hard job requiring a nuanced understanding of human emotion, subtle variations in language or tone, and understanding of cultural and regional norms. At the same time, providers need knowledge of health and safety, psychology, and nutrition, which are all based in decades of research. It's not surprising that AI didn't do well on the test.
I don't think anyone thinks childcare providers will really be replaced anytime soon, but there's a lot of examples of AI popping up in child development-related areas.
That's right. There are constantly new apps claiming to answer hard questions parents have. Be sure to do your research to determine if you're chatting with a real person who has early childhood developmental experience or with AI who's doing its best to guess the answers. Maryland Family Network's family resource specialists are the real thing.
If you want advice on early child care and education, go to the experts, the child care providers who have the knowledge and the experience. Thanks, Doug.